Righto. So one of the best things about some of these smaller machines is their portability. We can just pop them out of the box, literally whack a battery in, and off we go. So this one relies on a GPS signal, so it likes to get a bit of data from the sky to talk. So that's a pretty well-known sound, Sally. This drone has basically taken over the world. It's very easy to fly. It's held on GPS where it sits. You only crash it if you run it into something, not through something failing, and the most common thing of flight, what they call flyaways, so people not quite understanding how the whole GPS system works on it, and off it goes on its merry way. There's
never to be seen again.
No, there's hours of it on YouTube if you want to look it
up. Until they run out of power?
Yeah, pretty much. So, but they can cover 20 or 30 Ks. Yeah, there's a fair few guys, a lot of people get a lot of emails and tweets from people sort of saying, oh, my drone's gone, have you got any ideas of where to find it? And quite often they go back to the last place that had a GPS lock. So the drone's gone for a bit of a trip back to the farmhouse or something, run out of puff on the way, and they find it a day or two later. Send the kid out on the motorbike for a search. Righto, I'll arm it up. So we'll step back over here and get ourselves a bit of a safe distance. So machine's armed up, the motors are spinning. We're just going to take off now, so a bit of throttle. And once we're airborne, it just always pays to do a quick control check. So we just make sure it's doing what I expect it to do. You know, I'm pretty laid back, the video feed's there, and I'm getting all the data about what the machine's doing. Off we go.
So it's going up now, and how high up will it go?
I can take it up to 120 metres quite comfortably without worrying me too much.
And you always can see it at 120 metres?
Yep. You'd be amazed. Cool. It's all just learnt behaviour, you know. It's like almost like a computer game. Once you get a bit relaxed, there's a couple of grand floating around up there, but it's just a matter of learning to get comfortable and confident with what you're doing.
And how relaxed are you now, your heart rate?
Very, yeah, I'm fine. There are other airframes I fly that really pucker me up. You know, I reckon my heart rate's pinned on 180 for most of the flight.
Probably a good thing, really.
Yeah. It's like anything. You can see them right up there. It's a long way up.
But and it's barely moving. I mean,
barely moving. No, it just sits there. The gimbal's all stabilised. So
you're controlling it here with these little PlayStation kind of things.
Yep, exactly like a PlayStation. A couple of things on my fingers behind that let me tilt and look about. So it's, you know, it comes down. They come down pretty slowly. These things. There's some cockatoos.
Bring it down now. Oh, so then we've got birds with the drone. Oh,
yep.
And the birds have just done a bit of a U-turn.
Yep.
Could that potentially be a problem?
No, it's potentially a business model, chasing the things away. Don't see cockatoos around Bothwell much. Hope they don't become too regular. They're curious, you know. They want to know what that is, obviously.
So they've just done a circle of it?
Yeah, they came right up to it then, didn't they? Don't think it'll make me famous on YouTube, but...
Have you videoed that?
Yeah, it's all videoed, so we can cut to that.
And she's coming back now?
Yeah, so we just come back down. You know, a lot of people get disorientated with them, but, again, it's all just practice. So it's very important to stay away from people and machinery. You know, 30 metres is the rule, unless, you know, when we do it in a commercial sense, the only way we get close to people is if they're briefed and they're part of what we're doing. So, you know, we're doing a story about drones, so we're both here 5 or 6 metres away. And, you know, it's all about managing that risk of it. But, yeah, when you're flying, it's really important to try and stick away from people and machinery. You know, you go and run that into a vehicle, someone else's vehicle, scratch up all the panel work or something, you won't be insured for it. You know, this is treated like an aircraft by most insurers, and only if you're a commercial operator you get covered, and then you wouldn't be in that position. That's the whole goal. So a lot of people don't quite realise that. You run it into someone, again, you're putting yourself out there, and, you know, they will cut and they will hurt people. They probably won't kill you, but it's very important to be pretty sensible with them. Do you want to have a go of it? It's pretty easy.
I don't know. Do you trust me?
Yeah, I'll hold the mic.
To land it, that's the dangerous bit.
Oh, you just have a drive.
Oh, yeah.
See how you go.
So which of the...
It's a bit heavy. I'll help hold that bit. So this one here is forward, backwards,
yep.
Right and left.
Right.
This
we're going
one here,
close to the
throttle
water.
Will go up.
Okay.
Up to go up, down to go down. You have a go with your right thumb. Here, go up.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to bring it closer. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so
if I bring
simple.
It towards me this way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's facing forward away from you at the moment. That's what the flashing lights are about. The red lights at the front, green's the back.
Oh, okay.
They're also
like
telling
starboard
me.
Starboard and forward?
Yeah, yeah. And they're just telling me we've got GPS and we've got the battery lights on the back.
Right.
You see how docile it is. It really holds its position. That's the technology coming through, you know. This is It's made drones a consumer item now.
I'm not quite ready for my Christmas order yet, Will. Thank you, Will. That's very brave of you.
Oh, that's all right. Right, Harry, you know where to stand? You stay there, we'll land the drone. The boys are really good about them, you know, they've learnt. They know when I'm wearing certain shirts, I'll be flying the drones.
And the touchdown. Will, thanks for the tour.
That's all right, Sally, no worries.